Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. It's JP, Cakes, EB, and Bish on an open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067. Was just perusing an article in the Washington Post by Candace Buckner about Ernie Grunfeld. And apparently right before the season ended, I wasn't aware of this, they slid a contract extension to Ernie Grunfeld, which just commits him beyond, I guess, this next season. So it extends him through the 2008, I would assume he did, through the 2018-2019 season.
I would hope
season.
Immediately.
Yeah. But it points out something that we brought up a little earlier, but just the numbers are just overwhelming. So he is now going to be entering his 16th year. He's been with the Wizards for 16 years as the GM in the front office. There are only three guys with a longer tenure in the NBA. Pat Riley, who's in the Hall of Fame, and has won titles as a player, coach, and as an executive with Miami Heat. R.C. Buford, who is with the Spurs.
Right.
He's won four rings since he's been in charge.
Not pretty nice run, you would say.
Danny Ainge, who's been with the Celtics for 15 years, only one ring.
Wow, he's been there 15 years?
Yeah.
Only one ring, but they've knocked on the door plenty of times.
Knocked
obviously
on the door
with
again this
KG,
year.
Pierce, and Ray Allen. They won one. I think they lost in the finals to the Lakers. And, you know, they were in Eastern Conference Finals a couple times, losing to the Heat. So they were competitive. Meanwhile, Ernie has a 442 winning percentage since he's been running the show, which ranks 23rd out of 30 teams in the NBA.
Ted doesn't make his decisions based on winning percentage. Neither does Dan. That's just obvious.
They do it
more based on their balance sheets, comfort level. Are they doing the little...
And their friendship.
The friendship, the little goals that we don't know that they have. I'm sure he's meeting professional goals, which is probably hit the budget, keep us competitive.
Except they're not with the salary cap.
Their only goal was to win a championship.
Yeah, well.
But you know, JP, it's time to stop blaming Ernie for this. You have to start blaming Ted and Ted only. If Ted wanted things to change, he obviously doesn't. If he wanted things to change, he would replace him.
And I think the organization and Ted were asked to comment on this. The article says, when reached for a comment, a spokesman for majority owner Ted Leonsis and his company, Monumental Sports Entertainment, which runs the Wizards, declined to address the terms of the deal. Okay, fine. So they just said that they extended Ernie Grunfeld.
I'm over it. I don't care.
It's just you're beaten down.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't expect them to be
You don't expect anything anymore.
Yeah. I don't even like NBA hoops anymore.
Ernie does the best he can. It's just not good.
it's not quite good enough.
You know, like, I mean, in the draft,
he can't.
He's hit on pretty obvious draft picks. When he has the first pick in the draft,
it's hard to screw up the third and first picks. Now, he managed to screw up the sixth pick.
Hey, Beal's a nice pick.
Jan Vesely years back.
Yeah, that was a mess.
They often punt their later picks.
Which I don't like.
They never get the diamonds in the rough. They're not going to get somebody in the second round because they never have those picks.
Ernie's not trying to do a bad job.
Yeah, he's just not that good at it.
Right. So yeah. It's time to stop blaming
guy.
Ernie. It's time
Around.
To stop blaming Ernest. You have to blame
right.
the guy.
He's only so good at what he does.
You got to blame the guy who keeps him employed.
Right.
Same thing with the Redskins.
By the way, does anybody have any faith that Ernie's going to unearth some great player at 15 in the first round?
Maybe you get lucky. Maybe you get Miles Bridges.
Look
and he turns into a stud.
Look at the 15 players picked in the last 10 or 12 drafts. I guarantee you, most of them.
Although Kawhi Leonard, I believe, was drafted at 15.
But I'm guaranteeing you most of them.
Lucky.
Most of them stink. Most of them are probably non-impact type players. Oh, now I have to go back and do some research.
Drab just whispered the Greek Freak drafted 15th.
Okay, there are a few outliers.
No, around there. I don't
know. Around there, of course.
I thought it was 15th. Donovan Mitchell. I don't know where he was drafted.
I think he was somewhere around 14.
Yes, I mean, he's possible.
A Greek Freak, first round, 15th overall.
That was my argument.
And, hey, look up Donovan Mitchell because he's 13. Right.
Wait, 13. This is going to upset me. But I want you to tell me who Ernie picked before the Greek Freak. I'm guessing, did the Wizards have a pick before that in that draft?
I think that was the auto year.
What year was it?
Okay. Who would you, I mean, I know the Greek Freak was a project.
Do you know what year that was?
2013.
Sounds like the auto year.
Washington took auto.
Okay, well, that's
fine. 14 teams passed on Greek Freak.
Okay, but...
You can find that every GM is missed guys.
Of course.
His track record is
pretty weak. And even the record is the biggest thing. 536 and 678.
Yeah, exactly.
So a really good article in the Washington Post. You're right, though. I think that people are kind of resigned. They're resigned that it's not really going to change, that Ernie's going to be the guy. He's a nice man. We've had him on the show.
You could bring in freaking Jerry West 20 years ago. I'm not sure what he could do right now the way they're currently.
By the way,
but part of that is because Ernie made bad decisions, which I know that you guys all supported it, but like signing Otto to that max extension just crippled them in terms of flexibility.
2013 was a scoop of poo draft. Anthony Bennett, number one overall.
Mm, one of the worst number ones
ever. All
right,
Depot went 2. He's turned into a superstar. Otto went 3.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cody Zeller went 4.
Oh.
Alex Len went 5. Mm-hmm. Those are your top 5.
Wow, that is a poor draft.
Nerlens Noel went 6.
Mm-hmm. Injuries.
Ben McLemore went 7.
He was supposed to be
bust.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope went 8.
Decent player, but...
Decent, but a role player.
Yeah.
Trey Burke went 9.
That's JP's guy. He thought he was going to be Allen Iverson.
You don't get down till 10, C.J. McCollum, who is...
He flashed with the Knicks this year a couple times.
That's true.
Right. I mean, the top 13 were poo. that's one of the worst drafts in history of the NBA draft right there, 13.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, Kawhi Leonard was 15th pick in the 2011 draft.
I think they were damned if they did.
Kawhi and the Greek Freak.
Yeah.
I think they were screwed either way. Like, if they let Otto go, I think they would have taken a step back a little bit. They took a step back anyway, but I just thought...
Better long-term.
They were still Oubre pretty tied in. They were still pretty tied in contractually.
Oubre doesn't shoot as well as Otto, but he can do just about everything else as well as Otto Porter. And he'd have him
athletic,
on the cheek.
More athletic, probably a better defensive player, but you're right, cannot shoot the ball.
I think all the Otto thing did really was just make them pay a little more with the luxury tax, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, but... To commit the
they were locked
20
up anyway.
Plus million
but they
to
were
Otto,
locked up anyway.
They can't go out and get some.
They weren't going to be able to. This is my point. Well, they were already pretty hamstrung.
And then who else were they going to attract?
Don't know. They tried to bring in Al Horford.
Right. He said no.
Ago.
Freaking Al Horford. Didn't
Everyone
come
says
here.
No.
I mean, no one wants to come here.
The only guys who say yes are the guys who they drafted who can get the max money
and
because
guys
they're
like, and guys
the
like,
property of the team.
Like Jan Mahinmi, who couldn't believe that somebody came to him with a 4-year, $65 million plus offer. Right. So he immediately scooped that up.
Like I said, I would do everything in my power to go after Kawhi Leonard because it seems like he's not going to stay in San Antonio.
No, I saw the list of teams he's trying to engineer a deal to.
Winners?
Sixers.
Right.
Clippers. I think Lakers and maybe the Knicks.
Who wants to go
so
there?
So those are more attractive destinations.
Kawhi Leonard. Supposedly he has somebody. I read there was a big article on ESPN by Ramona Shelburne about he's got people now that seem to be speaking kind of on his behalf.
Yeah, he
like
doesn't
almost
speak
handlers.
Anymore. Yeah,
and they're the people that maybe want to bring him to a big market because the
right.
ones you just named were big markets.
Yes. Well, that's what he wants. He wants big market. He's done with small
or his
market.
Handlers. Well, D.C. is a pretty big market. It's not like it's Toledo.
Yeah, but it's not L.A. I mean, think about it. What if LeBron goes to L.A.? What if they get LeBron and Kawhi?
Why have we not heard
George?
And Paul George. What if they get LeBron, Kawhi, and Paul George?
Yeah.
I don't think LeBron's leaving.
Why have we not heard more about the LeBron leaving bit? That was like a fait accompli. It was like it was definitely going to happen
well,
a year ago. We haven't heard any of that lately.
When he's out of the playoffs, you'll start hearing it again.
I'm surprised we haven't heard it. Makes me think he might be staying. Because
well,
we heard
it
like
it
a ton.
He's not going to come back and play with this team. There's going to be major changes.
But they could blow it up midseason.
But he doesn't want that. He doesn't want to keep blowing it up. He wants a legit chance to win.
I did see the report that LeBron James, the richest get richer, bought a piece of Liverpool.
Okay.
The soccer club.
Yeah.
And he bought the piece for roughly $6 million, which was only 2% at the time. And it's worth nearly $40 million now.
Look. He's a savvy businessman.
Hey,
give him props.
The rich get richer, like Cakes and LeBron.
I should be mentioning the same breath.
They make money, more and more money every day.
Hey, he was shipping chips last night pretty quickly.
It was free roll.
Yeah, but a free roll. It wasn't out of his pocket.
That's true.
He didn't lose his own money.
Yeah, but you'll take it when you win them.
Absolutely.
Or when you keep them.
Of course. Just wasn't my night last
did
night.
Did you not give chips to your son for his birthday?
I did, yes. Gave him some chips.
Let's go to Sam and Bowie. Sam, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey,
what's up, man?
Hey, quick question, or mostly, I guess, a comment, and then I'll see what you all think about this. You know, I've been a longtime sports fan in the D.C. area. Obviously, Ernie Grunfeld and these guys and Snyder and Leontis. And I really started thinking about it, you know, when I look at it as a fan, you know, I'm sick of these teams not doing well. I'm sick of them not, you know, putting up wins. But at the same time, if you look at it from a business sense, these teams are making more money than they've ever made before. Maybe Ted and maybe Dan are looking at it and saying, hey, we're making a ton of money regardless, and we're in a major market team. We know that the Redskins fans and all these fans are going to continue to come out to games. They're going to continue to spend money on merchandise.
So they don't need to win.
So in a lot of ways, they could be sitting back going, I'm making more money than ever.
Yes.
So I don't really need to win. I just got to keep you interested. You brought up the example of the Spurs, Pat Riley, and the Celtics. The only one of those three that actually has the diehard fans that are going to come out win or lose is the Celtics. And that's the one that you said has won the least. So is it really bad, like from Dan and all these guys? They got into this to make money. I know Dan really was pitching that thing early on about I'm a big Redskins fan and this was my lifelong dream, but he didn't take his lifelong dream as part of a nonprofit. He's not a 501c. So is it really, when we look at it, we get mad, but at the same time, these guys are raking in cash. We're going to continue to come out regardless.
But they all are. I don't think there's anything in particular that Dan Snyder is great at in making money.
That's not any different than any other owner of any other sports team. I mean, they're all in it to make money.
Yeah, Robert Kraft is in it to make money.
Certain guys
want to win Super Bowls along the way.
Certain guys want to win more than others, but you're right.
Right.
Those guys just care about money. It's up to you, the fan.
Of course.
You know what? It's up to Tom Mooney. Tom Mooney re-upped his season tickets. I don't even want to know how much he spent on it, but he just wants to be courtside next year.
Let me tell you something.
To guys like that.
If the Wizards were making the playoffs, right, and making runs, but they were losing money, I think Ernie would have lost his job a long time ago. He was mismanaging the budget. He was overspending. Even if they were successful, I think they would have moved on. I think it's the opposite.
Well,
he manages the budget pretty well within the restraints that they determine, and they draw well enough.
Well enough, yeah.
And it's fine.
I think he makes the safe plays. That's what I think is. I think that he presents his case. I think Ted, to his credit, is a delegator. Generally delegates to the people that know. So whether it was George McPhee in the past, McClellan now for the Capitals, and whether it's Ernie Grunfeld, he delegates when it comes to personnel decisions. But he's consulted, like, hey, this is what I'm going to do. And when Ernie says, look, this is what I'm going to do with Otto Porter, it makes sense to the owner. So I think the things that he does are rational at times. He can make an argument there, but
the
they're not good
ever.
Enough to get you over the top.
But
if you keep losing,
he's not a championship caliber GM.
Yeah.
That's fine. It is what it is. He also prides himself, in my opinion, on being the anti-Dan Snyder, right? So he wants to be the more man of the people. He wants to not be the impetuous owner that's constantly right? So it's constantly firing people.
He gets out and talks to people, talks to fans.
He has his blog. He's open.
Right.
You know, he's not going to fire the coach every year. Although, you know, there's been some turnover, but for the most part, he wants to be the anti-Dan Snyder.
A lot of times the coaching decision comes down to the GM as well.
If you become a GM for Ted Leontis, you have a job for 15 years.
Yeah.
That's the track record. Yeah. Look at McPhee and look at Grunfeld.
And the truth is, before that, Bob Ferry was a GM for more than a decade for the Bullets.
Many years.
Sure. Different management.
Sure.
Then Wes took over for a while, became a big disaster, had to put him out to pasture.
Hey, when we come back, I think we need to go to Evan in Baltimore. Did you see what it says there?
Theory about why Cakes is a good lover.
Where did this come
from? It's going to be a creepy call.
I think I just threw up.
It's going to be a creepy call.
How's this happen?
Hey, but it is Open Line Thursday.
I want to hear his
theory. Can we get so Amy on and she can answer the
questions? She's busy. She actually has a real job.
Oh, she does?
800-636-1067 is the number. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. Keep it here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, EB Cakes and I grew up within a block of each other, but Eric and I grew up across the street from each other. And we grew up in a neighborhood which was built late 60s. You moved in when you were like 2 or 3 years old. But my parents' house, which my mom still lives in, was bought, I think, in 1968. And one of the things that happens when you live in an old neighborhood is the trees. They start very small, and all of a sudden they become overwhelming. And my mom has this tree, which she's actually having cut down today. Yep. You've talked about cutting down like a couple of trees
within
your backyard.
By the way, those are not cheap.
No,
not cheap.
I know. It cost
but here's
about
what I wanted to bring
to
up. She, this one particular tree, which part of the tree overhangs like the street, and the branches are always falling down, and basically 50-year-old tree was like dying.
Yeah, it's just a pain
even though it's 100 feet tall, right? She got one estimate, which was double the other estimate. These people just, well, I don't know where they come up with the numbers.
Can I guess the estimate?
Sure.
So is it completely just cut it down or to take it out, like take the roots out too?
Taking out the stump.
Oh, I'm going to say that was, how big is the tree?
It's pretty damn
probably,
big.
It's the one in our front yard, I would say.
It's probably 75
I'll
feet
say,
tall.
Yeah, about 75 feet.
I'll say 10,000.
No, it was way less than
what,
that.
What, take out a stump?
Way
they'll
less than that?
They'll take out the tree and that. Yeah, way less than that. I think one estimate
3,000,
was. Yeah, one estimate was in the 3,000 range.
And
another
one was
half. No, half.
Oh, 1,500?
Yeah.
He's easily paying 1,500 to 2,000.
Are they both licensed? If they're both licensed.
So. My mom doesn't deal with shady individuals.
If they're both licensed.
She's a by-the-book person.
Then I would just go with the cheapest.
Yeah.
And then it's on you. Live.
Of course.
Don't kill yourself.
That sounds really cheap.
You mean she has had people coming and offering to spray paint her driveway black instead of using the actual asphalt?
I mean, she may have those offers. Right. She just doesn't go for that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. If you have a good tree person, let me
know. Well, if it's only 1,500, she's got to jump on it. I would have thought it was way more than
that.
Yeah,
but I have massive
trees.
Weird
because
the house is 100 feet tall.
Well,
yours is.
No. I think he's overestimating that.
I don't think his trees are as big as the one in my backyard, but maybe they are. I mean, I don't
know
how tall
they get. Well, you're also in an older neighborhood, so
it's in the 60s.
I had someone come over, and I have these two small trees that were planted by the builder because the builder's so stupid.
Too close to the house?
They're just too close to the house. There was no point. No one can see them. It's just dumb. The builders, they're a bunch of idiots.
Right.
So they planted them, and now the roots are starting to grow into the driveway and into the foundation of the house.
The driveway's buckling.
They need to come out.
Right.
All right. And I had someone come over, and these trees are only 15 feet tall.
Yeah.
$500 per tree.
Yeah, that sounds cheap, though.
His
they're going to get rid of the roots?
His tree's like
are they gonna grind
tall
up all
a Washington
the roots?
Monument. It's going to be $1,500.
Yeah, I would do that.
Why are you going to get rid of Questlove and all those fine guys?
Because that's a lot cheaper
show.
Than ruining your foundation. And keep
no, it has
your,
to be done.
Yeah.
Problem is, I have to split it with
I have them in the
neighbor.
Backyard, so I'm scared of two things. First of all, I'm scared of them falling on my house and wiping out my family. Which is a distinct possibility. They're huge trees, okay?
You need
probably
to get rid of
three
them.
Or four of
you
them.
You need to get rid of them.
They're massive. They're perfectly healthy, though. They feel kind of bad.
So, what, $2,000 a tree? Something like that?
Do you really feel
I
bad
think
cutting
it's
down a tree?
There's a part of me that feels bad about cutting down a perfectly healthy, ginormous tree. There is a part of me, Cakes. It's not going to prevent me from doing it. Right. What's preventing me from doing it is the cost. And I've been quoted much more than $2,000 per tree. But the second thing, that the reason why beyond, we have no sunlight in my house.
Grand.
It's butt dark. I have to have fake artificial light to light up my house all the time. It's very depressing.
Because of the
now,
trees
upstairs,
in the back.
Upstairs, it's bright. But downstairs on the main level,
it's kind of gloomy.
It's just dark and shady, right? So that would be another reason to get rid of it. The third, actually, there's three reasons. The third reason is all those roots have ruined my backyard. We can't keep grass there. They're just everywhere.
Right.
Save money on lawn care, though. In your backyard.
Well, yeah, because my backyard, you know
what
my version of lawn care is?
Yeah, but then cutting down that tree
eats
it up.
I just don't look. It's killed. I can't grow grass there. The roots everywhere. It's unsightly.
You have a lot of Santana, don't you?
Yeah. Moss. No, you don't have a lot of.
Santana.
You don't have a lot of Joe. A lot of Joe dirt. Because I don't
bother. There's just dirt everywhere.
Because every time it rains, because I live on a hill, it washes away more and more. And just roots and roots and roots.
Can you imagine if that was your front yard?
Well, I would probably get evicted.
But you got the trampoline back there, right?
It literally looks like a crack house.
You got the trampoline back there.
No, it does. What?
You got the trampoline back there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they never use it. I knew they would never use it when I bought
that.
But I'm saying it covers up some of the grass.
Not really.
Trampolines aren't white trash.
I have one. So, of course.
You'll get kids, and you'll probably have a trampoline.
Hope Stevie doesn't electrocute himself on those wires when he's using it.
This is a legitimate question.
Yeah.
How much would it cost to put like a patch, a decent sized patch of like, and I'm dead serious about doing this, of like field turf in my backyard
for what?
My daughter can actually practice field hockey?
How big of a spot?
On a level surface.
How big of a spot?
I don't know. A quarter of my backyard.
My buddy
roughly.
Does that.
Why would you do that?
You have a guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you may have to give me.
Why would you do that? I don't understand. Like, is that going to be enough area to practice?
My backyard
is that enough area to practice?
It's enough.
I want to put a celebrity green in.
My backyard has a big giant swale in it.
So you mean just artificial grass?
I'm talking about leveling part of my backyard and then putting up like a field turf portion of the backyard. It would look like the Ravens training complex.
You could do one of those like sport court surfaces.
Something similar to that.
You should do that with your hoop. Hook it all up. Make the whole backyard silly.
So it'll look
make it look like Snoop Dogg's backyard.
My backyard might look like the IMG Academy in Florida.
Exactly. That's what you should do.
Except the Academy has painted 3-point lines.
I would do that at some point if there's a revamp going on.
I can tell you this.
My buddy has a full court basketball court.
I don't need full court. Half court's plenty.
And I believe he told me he spent $75,000 on it.
Well, I'm not.
Now, basketball
that is not
his life.
In my budget. I can tell you that right now.
He sells a lot of houses. He does well.
I'll have my buddy come over and give you an estimate. He'll show you pictures of what he does.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
But if it's anywhere near what the figure he just threw out, then your buddy will get thrown out of my backyard.
Haven't you said this, that your backyard right now doesn't have one tree?
Zero trees. It tilts me that my neighbor did a good thing. He cut down the tree in his backyard. Just did it this week. That means less leaves falling on my grass, or what's left of my grass, from neighbors' trees. That tilts
trees
me.
Are just annoying.
By the way, I'm going to bump the estimate on the height. Just I'm looking at the dude next to the tree, and then there's a guy on the tree.
You said 100 feet.
I will say it's 50.
Okay.
50 feet.
You cut it in half.
It's half what you said.
Yeah, I mean, you have no idea how big a 100-foot tree is.
But the guy on the
tree's got redwood in his front yard. Right.
But the guy on the tree looks like a dot in the picture.
I know, but that's still 100 feet's huge.
And here's the other guy, just surrounded by branches.
Yeah, get rid of those things. Cakes, we'll take care of you.
Good.
I mean, you have to open up the butt cheeks a little bit.
A little bit.
I got to tell you, part of me, I live in a townhouse. It's a really nice townhouse. Part of me misses having a yard. The other part of me doesn't miss landscaping.
Of course you don't.
Cutting the grass. Some guy was out there yesterday. He does the whole thing. They mulched it for me. And then you have to deal with stuff like this, like a tree that you spend $2,000 on.
Like Jason said, he doesn't understand when people say, I don't care about sports. I don't follow sports. I don't understand people that tell me, yeah, I like landscaping or mowing my grass.
You know, Jason likes that stuff.
Gardening,
Jason's
God forbid.
Got a he likes to be out there in the garden.
I get no chance. It. He gets someone that does it. He likes how it looks.
No, he likes it.
He likes how it looks. It's true. He doesn't like
what
doing
do I like?
Like
you
my father
say you like
loved
to go out
it.
There and like pull weeds or whatever you do. Oh, I don't know what you do.
I've never said
I do stuff
weeds.
Like that.
No person's ever said that.
You do stuff like
you're
that.
You're hearing things.
I'm not.
Yeah, I plant some flowers in the spring.
Plants flowers.
All right, but it's not
same
that enjoyable.
Thing. That's like pulling a weed.
I definitely
to me.
Don't like to pull weeds.
No. Okay, you plant flowers.
Nobody does.
He's right. Not. He's not out there with a
hoe. He's planting flowers.
I do that once a year.
He plants flowers.
Some people do they love it. Like my father, you know, you grew up going playing
my uncle
backyard.
Has a
my dad had a huge garden, and then
huge.
He used to put flowers. He built like a stone wall.
I think your dad was lying to himself. He was living a lie that he actually loved.
He grew up in Italy, and they did that.
It.
That was part of their life.
My uncle
maybe he
does
tricked himself
thing.
Into thinking that he liked it.
No, some people do like it.
And then when they're I became different. Of age to mow the lawn, he grilled me to mow that thing like every 5 days.
I don't get sized. I don't get sliced to be outdoors. Pummels my allergies. Pummels
I can't
them.
Believe you thought I like to pull weeds.
I was joking, Ricky. But I know you like to do stuff out there, like plant flowers.
Cakes.
The very
Andy.
Small,
the last thing
very
on earth
small
I want to
things.
Do is plant
cakes,
a flower.
Very small things.
The Andy Poland pummels you.
The Andy Poland is just murdering me at this
all right,
point.
By the way,
early
we said,
May.
We said we were going to go to Evan in Baltimore. Let's go to him. This is going to be the
oh,
creepiest
this is
call
why
of the day.
Cakes is a good lover?
Yes.
Evan, what's up, buddy?
Not much, guys. How are you guys
what's
doing?
What's up, Evan?
Okay. How often do you think of this topic, cakes being a lover?
I can't think you've...
Yeah, and I want you to rate the junks. Who do you think is the best lover all the way down to the worst?
Just get it creepier.
Well, if Bish was still, like, you know, doing it, he'd probably be number one because he's a freak. Yeah.
Oh, you think he'd be a good one or a bad one?
I'm a freak, he said.
So you think he'd be a good lover or a bad one?
Probably a good one.
A good one.
Oh.
Because I'm a freakadeek.
All right.
Calling people lovers just creeps me out. It's
I like it, though.
Weird.
It's kind of funny. All right. Oh. So you all say right. Jason, but he's out of the game. He doesn't really play that game anymore.
Right.
So go ahead. Rank
but
the other
get to
junks.
Him.
Way past my prime.
Rank the other junks.
EB, you're probably all about yourself. So maybe like a 2 out of 5.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
I can see JP really giving it his all. You know, he likes boxing and whatnot, so he'll get up in there. Maybe like a 4.
All right.
What about Cakes?
And then Cakes, he'd be like a 9 out of 10. Probably.
Why am I ranked so highly?
Why do you think Cakes
well,
is so
here we go.
Good?
Yeah. So Cakes has only been one woman his whole life. He only knows one,
okay, this
you know, one
is,
thing.
This is a fabrication.
That's actually false, but
yeah. Go ahead.
He's been with one a very long time.
Okay, well then, that might throw a wrench in my whole plan here, but or idea. But if he's only been with one person, he doesn't know what other sillies are out there and how good other sillies are. So he puts all his effort into one. Versus you got Bish, who's been a sloop box his whole life.
Generally, when you get married, you are supposed to put all of your attention on one person.
Right,
that's usually the way it's supposed to work.
But a sloop
yeah,
box.
But you don't like, you know,
so
you're
you
not bored
Jason,
because you don't know anything else.
I've been
do
a
you think,
sloop
hold on,
box.
Do you think,
I love that.
So do you think Jason went back when he used to participate in that activity? He would call upon the old experiences.
He's got nothing to go on.
He's got, so I have nothing
he
to,
has like two names
I have
in his
nothing
contacts.
To call from in my past.
I don't know. I think, it's,
theory,
a, I think
I guess.
It's a weak theory. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. All right.
I also got to bring up, hold on. I got to bring up AWOD. Since you guys have kicked him out of the studio, I've noticed that his Instagram play to win has been way more active. So I'm not even sure if he's working back there anymore.
What? Well, was he working there in the
first
place?
Instagram? He has an
Instagram?
Yeah. What's he put on the Instagram?
He posts all his photos of his boys, like, out getting drunk or with somewhat smoke shows. I mean, they're probably, like, 6s out of 10s, but...
I'm going to have to follow this.
Well, yeah, he has more time. It's much like I said a few weeks ago. He actually is doing a good job putting these videos on our Twitter account. If you follow us at Junks Radio, there'll be highlights of the show itself. He didn't do that before. Now he has time to do these things.
What's
now
his
he has
Instagram?
Time.
Drabby, do you
play
know
play to win, I guess?
No, there's a billion play to wins.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's a P2 win, I believe. You could ask him.
Oh, okay. P2 win.
It's P2W radio.
P2W radio?
Yes.
Terrible okay. Handle.
Yeah. God, the worst.
At least it's memorable.
He's got 409 followers. This can't be him. Is this him? Maybe his friends have friends.
He's got
friends.
A bunch of pictures with Fred Davis.
What are the first few pictures you see?
Just other losers.
You probably nailed it.
All right. Thanks, Evan. Yeah.
You're welcome.
E-Dog calling up. Cakes is 9 out of 10.
But again, his theory, very very flimsy.
Does he do the show with some Mason grads? Is that what it is? Because they're wearing these Mason sweatshirts. Is that who does the play-to-win show with him?
Maybe they got some
I'm
free
sure
gear.
I know.
He's got a picture with Paige Spiranak.
No.
Spiranak.
Spiranak. Yes. He wasn't here. And we called her one thing.
Spiranak. We've told him that.
Don't sleep on whatever. Bob McElligott.
Okay.
I got it now.
We will.
Bob McElligott.
We'll probably never have Bob McElligott ever on the show again.
I forget. What was he next
He was a Columbus Blue Jackets guy.
We're never going to have
him. He was a CBJ guy.
We'll never have McGillicuddy on the show
I did
again.
Like Jaffe yesterday.
He was very good.
Billy Jaffe?
Yes.
Billy Jaffe.
Very
Billy
good. Jaffe.
We could do him again.
He disagreed with me on the Pens or Tom Wilson suspension.
All right. We'll come back. Take one more segment of calls. 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You can watch us every single day. We appreciate that.
By the way, Rory and Phil, three under first round of the Wells Fargo Championship down in Quail Hollow.
Who is?
Rory and Phil.
Nice. And just in case you're wondering.
They are your leaders. Tiger tees it at 12:50.
Nice.
It feels like it's 85 degrees in here.
It's too hot.
I mean, I'm wearing a T-shirt, and I feel like a rotisserie chicken.
Well, I blame Bickle because he's supposed to be the temperature gauger guy.
I will adjust it because you got it on. It's still on heat.
Well, it's too
tell.
Late now. Show's over. Too late.
Yeah. I mean, my pits are working. They're working overtime over here.
Imagine if you're wearing what he's wearing.
I don't know how he's doing it.
I've got three layers on.
I don't know how you're sitting there
you
wearing
have a
all
T-shirt
those
underneath the red.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to rock the reds.
And that. Yeah.
You have a different thermostat than I have.
I like to be a little clammy.
Oh, I'm feeling clammy over here.
I like
especially
to be hot.
I think the Caps should wear white when they come back home.
You think?
Yeah. Just
so
rock the white.
Ditch the rock the red era?
Rock the white the entire series.
How about wear the white? Go with alliteration.
I like rock the white.
Rock the red works because there's alliteration.
I know, but where the white?
How about it doesn't work in the playoffs? I'm over the rock the red bit. I'm so over it. I want to. If they don't pull this off this year, well, I'm lobbying for a white bit. Let's do a traditional home white thing. The rock the red era was cool. Next,
but it doesn't matter.
I thought you said I was very pro white earlier. Now who's pro white?
Yeah, good point.
Look what's going on here.
I really like the white jersey.
You're both pro white.
Earlier we were mentioning whether or not we watched the NBA, and I watched some yesterday, and I did happen to see Charles Barkley apologize at the top of the show, which I think is a joke. The guy popped off, and we'll play some of the audio, and said that Draymond Green just deserves to be punched in the face. Because
I
think it was stemming from Draymond Green got in the face
of Rondo
in game one of that series. It might have been game two of that series.
I think it was game one.
And Barkley just, you know, he's really a fan now. He just watches the games in the studio, and Draymond's antics annoy him like they annoy a lot of people. And here's what Barkley said in response.
Some friendly chatter between Rajon Rondo and Draymond Green.
That's what you want to call it?
What do you want to call it, Chuckster?
I just want somebody to punch him in the face.
Which one? American Express halftime report.
I really do. I just want somebody to punch him in the face.
Why you don't like Draymond?
Yo, Jay in Atlanta. I want to punch him in the face.
Why you don't like Draymond?
I'm just telling you, I want to punch his ass in the face. I do.
He just hates Draymond?
I don't think that's something you need to apologize for, but yesterday he started the show apologizing. He said his mentors, which included Michael Wilbon, all said that he went too far and he should apologize for that. I don't know if he's a role model or not.
I think
he was having fun. That just means you don't like the guy. I didn't take it literally.
Right, he's never going to punch Draymond
in the
face.
Just all of a sudden jump in a game and punch him in the face.
He could say something different, though. That's all. It's kind of angry and violent. Just say something different. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, kids watch the show. You can see why the network would want him to apologize.
I mean, that was a crass.
But Draymond makes a good point. I mean, Draymond said, you're just an old heart thing. You sit behind the desk.
Right,
you never,
is that what he said?
You're never going to see me. You're not going to punch me in the face. If you wanted to, you'd come down and see me.
Punch me in my face when you see me, then shut up. It's no different than somebody sitting behind a computer screen tweeting, I'll knock you out and you never see him in life.
Yeah, he makes a good point.
Internet muscles.
That's what it is.
Sure.
Microphone muscles.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Although I would legitimately box Bruce Allen with our jobs on the line.
And with topless,
your job on the line.
Mike.
Sticking with the topless bit.
Oh, geez, why is it not working? Hey, Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I got to call back. I was the trainer that called in a couple of months ago or weeks ago.
Oh, you said you were laying pipe with all your clients?
Dude, after hearing that, I felt like such a dirtbag, so I got to come back to you with a karma story.
Well, it was
okay?
True, though, right?
You claimed it was true, right? You claimed
it. Yeah, I'm a dirtbag.
No, I got to tell you the karma story, okay? This was your
hold
quote
on,
to us. You said, don't let your wives work out with personal trainers because they will tax it.
Right.
That's what you
absolutely
said.
But when you pick a personal trainer, don't let her do the dude who looks like he's a, you know, UFC, he's tatted up and earrings. Go for the skinny, nerdy dude that has an education and wasn't a meathead. He's not going to be the scumbag.
Well,
are
you a tatted up meathead?
I'm not a tatted up meathead, but I'm a former jock. And, you know, you can look at me and probably say that, you know, that dude's sleazy.
Right.
I thought we saw a picture. Just being honest, dude.
Hey, can you send a pic? By the way, when this is done, can you stay on hold? Creepy. I want you to send a pic to Drab because I want to just see.
Hey,
what
so
you
give
like.
Us your karma story real quick.
Okay, so look, I was. We have like the Zumba Mafia in all the clubs, like the housewives that come in.
Sure.
So I ended up hooking up with one of the chicks, and she was married to a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, she had to get emotional and rat us out.
Oh.
So this guy, she called me one night. It was late and said, he's coming to get you. And, you know, I was scared. You know, what am I going to do? He's going to shoot me. I'm not worried about him physically. But I'm searching around. So I go into our general manager's office, and he has, like, sports memorabilia. And he's got this signed Joe Theismann Redskin helmet, you know, with the little face mask on it, so I'm trying to put that on my head, and it like tears my left ear almost off. But dude, I had to get out of there, so I get out of the club and I'm running like we used to when the sniper was shooting. I'm running zigzag. I must have looked like the biggest tool possible. Jump into my car. All right, so I'm driving down the road, and of course, at the first light, a cop pulls up on my left side. He rolls his window down and he points at me because I'm still wearing the helmet. And I just give him a hand gesture, and, of course, he pulls me over. I can't tell him what happened. I just said it was a client's wife, whatever. And he gave me a ticket for obstruction of view.
All right, hold on. Just send the pic, though. I want to see how sleazy he looks.
By the way, to be wearing a helmet in the car. If I'm following the story, he wore the Theismann helmet in the car.
I don't know.
Is that what he said?
That's what it sounded like
to me. It was the most boring story ever.
Thank you.
I almost fell asleep.
His story, though.
He got pulled over by another cop.
He got played out about 20 seconds too late.
Can you please ask him? I want to see what the loser looks like.
He banged a cop's wife, and then he got pulled over by a cop while wearing a Joe Theismann helmet. If I was
We're
going to
give him your number.
By the way, did you
just send a pic to you?
Did you dump me? Do you have to dump me when I said
what?
Pipe layer?
No.
All right, good.
Yeah. We don't know the rules anymore.
Well,
that's talking about a legitimate job.
Well, hold on. That shouldn't be a rule. I mean, that's so innocent.
I agree.
Right?
I agree 100%.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what NBC Sports Washington does. They
oh,
dump,
they have
80%
rules.
Of our
just
show.
Wait for the satellite / podcast years. You just wait until that happens.
Yeah.
Imminent, right? It could be imminent. Could you be never imminent. Know. It could be right around the corner.
Mm. All right. Big day today, boys. You got Quail Hollow.
Tiger won the Pro-Am yesterday.
I know.
No, he didn't.
Shocking.
First time.
He never plays Pro-Ams.
You're kidding.
He shot 65 with his own ball.
It's a new Tiger.
No, he didn't. Drab he was said. Plus two on the front.
Drab said that's what it's come down to.
That's what Drabby just told me.
That's Pro-Am not wins. True. Yeah. I heard he went plus two on the front, so he went like 9 under
Jack
on
the back. Is
he going in the Pro-Am he did?
I heard, like his own ball.
In the Pro-Am.
It was Wednesday.
Said he shot a 65 yesterday.
Hey, it might have been a scramble.
Who said that? Who said that?
Tournament officials.
Oh, who knows? Anyway, you got Quail Hollow today. You got 1 o'clock Nats game against the Pirates going for the sweepy sweep sweep. You've got early game in the NBA playoffs. Then you've got the Cappy Caps. That's the big day.
It
if
is
you don't
a big
like
one.
Sports,
it's a big one.
I said it before. If you don't like sports, you're a loser. You're a big fat loser.
IJS.
Is that you? You don't like sports anymore?
No, I like sports.
All
I think
right,
you like them better.
Out of here.
Oh, he likes
for
them way
Bish,
more.
Cake, CB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Dandy coming up next on Boom. The Fan.
You dogs know the best seats at the best prices for the best moms are always at SeatGeek. And Junkies listeners, you get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. I've got the SeatGeek app on my phone. So does Jason. And it's by far the easiest way I've found a shop for tickets. I can be anywhere. Just a few taps, I can instantly find the best seats to the best events. It's time to start thinking about Mother's Day, tickets to her favorite concert, etc. Maybe mom wants to go see a DC hockey playoff game. And remember, it doesn't end with sports either. SeatGeek has plenty of tickets to concerts, theater, and comedy shows as well. And to get you the most bang for your buck, this Mother's Day, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your squeaker budget, my friends. Junkies, listeners, you get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app. Enter promo code Junkies today. That's promo code Junkies for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.